It is better to conquer yourself than to win 1,000 battles. Then the victory is yours. It cannot be taken from you, not by angels or by demons, heaven or hell. Buddha. The biopsy showed invasive lobular carcinoma breast cancer. I'm sorry, but it appears that it's already spread to a degree. I cross myself as the official diagnosis is delivered in measured tones that are meant to be reassuring. It's possibly futile, this effort to keep my rapidly failing faith alive, but I say a prayer to my Lord for good measure. To be honest, in my heart of hearts, I already knew the truth, which is why I didn't tell anyone about my suspicions, or that I had an appointment today. With Mikhail's release from prison this morning, my children were needed elsewhere. If they knew what I had planned for today, after the urgent phone call from my specialist's reception yesterday afternoon, all five of them would be here trying their hardest to be supportive. As much as the thought of my daughter cross-examining the doctor and the boys cracking jokes to lighten the mood makes me smile, I'd much rather that they attend a happy event. Shaking away thoughts of the children, a wry smile crosses my face at the reaction I'd receive from them if they knew I still called them children. The twins, Madeline and Benjamin, are 23, while Joel is almost 22. Rounding out the siblings is Matthew at 17 and the baby, Lachlan, who recently turned 15. Hardly children anymore, although they always will be in my heart. Miss Markham. The sympathetic voice of my specialist cuts into my musing. Crossing his hands and resting them on his desk, he regards me with a serious expression. The options are not pretty, but I'm confident that you are facing good odds. Due to this being your second occurrence, I must stress the need for a double mastectomy and a full hysterectomy, in addition to the chemotherapy. You're only 46. Life-saving and preventative measures are needed. He doesn't have the sentence completed before I'm shaking my head. It might be a life-ending decision, but I can't face losing my breasts and my most feminine of female body parts. Every woman has a limit to what they can handle. I know mine with absolute certainty. The decision I made 20 years ago still stands, strong and true, and I'm as resolute today as I was back then. Life may have dealt me cruel blows with the loss of my only biological child, followed quickly by my first brush with cancer. Yet, even with the subsequent loss of my ability to have other children because of the treatment options available back then, I will not be persuaded otherwise. Dr. Jenkins presses his lips together at my vehement, albeit silent, denial. Wendy, if you want to live, then you're left with no other options. With a second occurrence, one that's already spread to the lymph nodes, chemotherapy followed by surgery is your best chance for survival. Internally, I'm screaming with frustration at his stern, disapproving words, although I'm sure on the outside I appear to be listening with appropriate gravity. I've always been a master at hiding my true emotions. It's held me in good stead, and I hope it continues to do so, because after the last few months, this is the last thing I need to deal with. Patrick is slowly driving me crazy with worry, and the children all have varying issues for which they require my ongoing support. I don't have the energy to fight cancer on top of it all. I'll think about it, I reply in a non-committal tone, reaching into my handbag where it rests on the floor next to my seat to pull out my beeping mobile. I need information about the effects of the chemotherapy, recovery times, if it's needed weekly or fortnightly, potential side effects, the long-term effects on my health, those type of figures. While Dr. Jenkins busies himself with gathering the documents that answer my questions, I quickly check my phone.